You good? No, you're not. You're not, baby, and it's okay. You're not good, and it's okay. You don't need to be good all the time. It's okay to not be good.
Oh, you wearing them suits like Johan. Oh, no, you want them little hair tubbing braids like Ampan. Oh, you trying to get you a little stud like Devin Han.
Young nigga from the north side, I never been capping. Duval nigga, I'm never ducking that action. I pull up in that whip, niggas know what I be blasting. Random ass podcast, no fuck nigga be snapping. I don't know if it's me, but I'm the realest nigga of the week. Disagree, they gon' have to come and get their ass beat. Bear beneath, put that boy 6 feet deep. I had Joe zip him up when they say that nigga deceased. And pay Deacon Ample Rat to go slide to the week and preach Thanksgiving at Devin crib. But sub is what do you eat? Niggas been lame. Can I get a lean ass nigga? You ain't a fan of the pot of green ass nigga. Random X, a podcast. I say Random X, a podcast. It's the best damn podcast. Nigga, start sleeping. If a nigga disagree, pussy boy, stop breathing. Random X, a podcast. I say Random X, a podcast. It's the best damn podcast. Nigga, start sleeping. If a nigga disagree, pussy boy, stop breathing.
Hey, man. We back. Another episode. Me scraping up the damn wall with this mic stand. It's your boy, Ampavelli.
Mr. Motherfucking Jefferson.
Yes, sir. Man, you dress like you on Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Hey, man. You know, shout out to my dog, Outlandish. You know what I'm saying?
He got a fit clean off.
Hey, look. You know, last week it was said that we don't be pick ready.
Oh, okay.
I took that personal.
Oh, you did?
No.
I didn't think
nothing. No. But I did say, shit, this week I'm going to make it a point to come on here. You know.
You know me, I don't give a fuck. I got the new R.E.O.P. shorts on, dude.
Bruh, that's the only reason I dressed up. I was like, I know this nigga gonna wear the shorts, and I wanted to.
Brand new shorts.
Boy, them shorts so motherfucking hard.
See, these shorts are hard.
Bruh.
But you gotta be on the Patreon to get these. These are Patreon exclusive. If you're not on Patreon, you can't get these. If you're not me or Joe, or you're not on a Patreon with a 25 plus up tier,
come on.
You're not getting these.
Man.
Now, you do got some shorts coming out, but these right here, if you like these, you're not getting these. You got to sign up at 25 up.
And them joints crazy. You know crazy. What I'm saying? Y'all got to check them out now.
Got the zipper pockets.
Come on. Hard. Talk about it.
So if you got the fire on, you keep it concealed in the zipper pocket.
This shit in Florida, you ain't even got to do that no more, nigga. Oh, yeah, you do got to keep it concealed. But
yeah,
shit.
You do got to keep it concealed.
Shit. We got you though.
But yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, sign up for the Patreon, patreon.com/REO podcast. 25 and up, get you a pair of them shorts. You know what I'm saying? Show a little support. Yeah. Drop some love for the boys.
Yes, sir. But on this episode, me and Joe gonna keep it kind of easy. I'm gonna keep it easy. I dropped 2 bonus episodes last week. One was 3 hours. I think the other one was 2 hours. And I dropped a bonus episode the other day, 2 hours, and me and Joe about to lock in tomorrow. So we're gonna keep the main show a little. Hey man, don't touch my hat, bro.
Hey bro, fuck like, you, bro.
Don't touch my hat, bro.
It was over my blunt.
All right.
So you know what I'm saying? Something had to be done.
All right, bro. I don't know, man. Fuck that blunt. You go without smoking.
Hey, what? I turned into the Hulk on your ass.
But anyway, man, lock into the Patreon, patreon.com/REO podcast. We got a lot of good feedback about the last 2 episodes.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. I feel like, you know, we've been on a good roll, you know. Yeah. We've been running. And
yeah. I got a couple comments. They said you were looking like a deviant in that dicky fit the way you were sitting.
Oh, I could imagine. Yeah. I got a call about that.
From who?
Eric.
What'd he say?
That nigga said I looked like I hated her the whole episode.
Oh, I thought he was about to say, don't talk to my woman like that.
That's funny. That's hilarious.
I was laughing at Eric. So, it was her and Eric. Eric had did a little the interviews, and it was Monty and him, and they were taking like a bunch of pictures like with the fireworks going. I had took a screenshot, I said that to that nigga. I was like, bro, this is cute. I was like, bro, this is beautiful. My nigga. I was like, yeah, go
ahead. I support
ahead.
Black love.
Well, Eric's Moroccan, so. Oh, that is black. I was like, I don't know what that nigga is. He's a nigga with a bonnet. I was sending that to him. I was like, bro, it's beautiful, bro. Like, whenever the wedding is, send me the invites.
Let me know. I feel it.
Yeah, bro. So salute my nigga. Finally found the love of his life.
He need it.
Yeah, you need it.
You know what I'm saying?
Say that nigga need
it. Nigga Shell Bonnets.
All right.
Nigga about to be switching them up.
I can see that nigga get angry. It's like when his girl wear his bonnet or something.
Oh, I could definitely see that. Where's my pink one? Yeah. The one with the flowers on it. You know I need that.
I can see that happening, man. But it's going to get a listener question. Send those in. Hit us up. mail@ariopodcast.com. It's mail@ariopodcast.
Or call us up, 424-260-REOP.
Do got a voicemail.
424-260-REOP. Y'all call in and fuck with us.
I guess I'll do the... Hold on, let me see. I ain't even got a prep, but we do got a voicemail.
Let's get it. Real quick, I did want to say, though, being the Frozone of bonnets is crazy.
Frozone of bonnets.
Where's my bonnet at?
That's funny. All right, this one, I don't know who it is, but his phone number is 609. I'm just joking.
Hey, that was funny.
Let's get into this, man. I don't know who this is from. It say D dot. Is it? It might be B dot. I don't think it's D dot.
This is D dot. I don't know. Some goofy niggas saying that I'm a fake B dot. I don't know. Anyway, get some random shit off my mind that I can't tweet. If you know the app, it's the app. Some of them act like they don't know the app, but they know the app. But anyway, I was fucking with this Jehovah Witness like back in high school, and like I used to get a gift and shit. Then some random day in March, this broad started giving me mad gifts. I was like, is this the Jehovah's Witness holiday or something? Like now she's a dyke, and I think her husband or whatever it's called got facial hair like Banks. So it's just random shit. So, you know, certain shit I can't tweet, but you know. Fuck with y'all, fuck with the pod. So,
okay. Fuck with y'all. All right, that last part, I got to edit that out. I have to edit out that last part. I got to take that last part
that
out.
Was, yeah, that was crazy, but... This nigga called with one of them what grinds my gears kind of call.
So the nigga ain't asking like why she was just randomly just sending gifts in March?
I don't know. I'm gonna have to Google that shit though. Now I'm curious. Mm. What's the Jehovah Witness holiday? Mm. What does March represent?
Exactly. Or she was just tricking off on the nigga.
That could be it. It could be like a hall pass kind of thing for Jehovah's Witness. Yeah. In March, they just get to cut a rug.
You just get to trick off on a nigga in March. So I respect it, man. But B dot, I would ask some questions. I was like, what's up with all these gifts? You think I'm about to die or something?
You trying to kill me? Butter me up before to kill me?
She was probably shoplifting. Hey, was that Hansel and Gretel where the witch was like feeding them?
Yeah.
She was trying to fatten them up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, she probably was, this may sound crazy, but she probably was cheating on you. I don't know if she was cheating on you. I don't know if this was your girl or not.
That's funny.
I don't know. Is cheating not in the Bible, right?
I mean, it is, but not directly.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, you ain't to fornicate outside of your marriage. I'm paraphrasing it.
Where
shit,
is that at?
Bruh, in the Bible, bruh.
Show me where that shit say that at.
Bruh.
Bring the Bible next week and show me. You gotta show me.
We gonna turn this to a holy podcast.
It is a podcast out there where this girl, she be taught, she be like reading like Bible verses. And she do it in the same studio. You ever heard of a studio? I mean, you ever heard of a podcast called Horrible Decisions?
I've heard of it, yeah.
She do it out of her studio.
That's crazy.
And I was like, You got to spray holy water on that motherfucker before you start each episode.
She walked through that bit like Kyrie with the sage, yeah. Just swinging. You know yeah. what I'm saying?
Yeah, like the episode, like she got to wait till they done. It was like it'd be like an episode, they be having like bisexual swingers or some shit. And she got to wait till they get done talking about, well, today we're reading Genesis.
She walk in and be like, you perverts, don't talk to me.
Don't talk to me, I'll murder you. All right, but yeah, that was B-Dot. We might need that as like a monthly segment. B-Dot
random rants. Thoughts. Yeah, yeah.
Random thoughts from B-Dot.
Real quick, bro. I got a good question for you, all right? So I've been rewatching Dragon Ball. Like I'm going through the whole Dragon Ball series now, right? Mm-hmm. So starting in the first series, I'm like, damn, they're done with it. They done killed King Piccolo and shit. They go to his alter ego.
That's the green-ass nigga?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But that's his daddy. That's who you're thinking of. You know what I'm saying? You're thinking of Piccolo Jr., really. But King Piccolo, he was once one.
Did he look like his daddy?
Yeah.
Okay. Two green-ass niggas.
Yeah.
All right, I got to look at bro. King Piccolo.
Nigga had them hands. Y'all watching the YouTube, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga, I'm going to edit that off. I'm going to be on my camera so they don't see you looking crazy, nigga.
I'm glad. I appreciate that trust. But, yeah, so, all right. The shit with King Piccolo was that he was once one person.
Bro, this nigga like Kevin Garnett.
That's funny as fuck.
This nigga King Piccolo like Kevin. This nigga like
bro, that's Piccolo Jr., bro. King Piccolo had a big ass head. Bro, that nigga had a big ass
nose. This little Piccolo.
Yeah, that's
little Junior. Piccolo. This nigga like the big ticket.
That June Bug.
Oh, okay. All right, bro. Is this King Piccolo?
Yep, that's King Piccolo.
Oh, okay. So the nigga had a beehive ass head.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he was one person.
Yeah.
Split into basically like two egos, essentially. One was all like pure evil, one was pure good, right? Mm.
Hold on, time out, bro. So they killed that nigga daddy?
Yeah.
And he was cool with them?
Nah, not initially.
I thought, because I could have sworn Piccolo was fucking with them.
Yeah, Piccolo do end up fucking with them.
Oh, he a hoe then?
No.
Like, how you let niggas kill your daddy and you just cool with him?
Bro, because you realize, like, hey, my daddy was on some fuck shit.
Oh, okay. All right, makes sense.
Just like that nigga that was dancing in that TikTok.
Oh, okay. Kind of like Marvin Gaye daddy.
You ain't have to go there.
Oh yeah, just like bro that was dancing in TikTok. That was just, your was example a great was better.
One. Yeah, so, you ain't have to go to Marvin Gaye, bro.
Okay.
That TikTok was insane.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it, actually.
No. But
my only thing I took away from that TikTok, first of all, the nigga was dancing like he was on the Ellen show.
Yes.
You know how niggas be dancing when they be on the Ellen? They be cutting a rug.
For real.
Dancing like that. And my second thing was like...
Nigga was shooking and jiving.
My second thing was, he did that to everybody but you? The way you was dancing.
Bruh, you could... I don't know if I said it, but he fighting some demons that his father ain't have nothing to do with. So.
Brother, the way you was dancing, I think he got you too. This may sound problematic.
Dang, Yuri.
He got you too, dude.
So the nigga can't count me. Fuck, you done made me forget my question.
You were talking about Dragon Ball.
All right. So, like I say, you got pure evil, pure good, right?
Yeah.
Now, Goku killed pure evil.
Mm.
But this nigga spawned Piccolo Jr. before he died. Mm. How he did it was crazy. Nigga had like a cannonball-sized hole in his stomach. His stomach and chest area. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Nigga just like, bro. Crazy shit. King Piccolo was able to lay eggs and shit. So he laid a junior, right?
Okay.
Yeah, it was wild. You know them Japanese shits.
Nigga, a seahorse.
Basically.
All right.
So Piccolo Jr. was supposed to be eradicated, but they wanted Goku to do it through the world championship, right? Like the martial arts championship. And Goku was on some shit like, I don't know if he directly asked it, but he might have gave that look like, why you can't do it?
Mm.
So he was like, yo, no person can kill oneself, essentially.
Okay.
So my question to you is, you know, we seen them Will Smith movies.
Wild Wild West?
All right, no. No, okay. We're not talking about that movie ever.
I used to go downtown. My fault. All
right. What's that one where he played, like, it was him versus him?
Oh, I don't know.
The shit was such a bad movie, bro.
I don't know, bro. I know what you're talking about.
He's on a terrible run right
they
now.
They did a better version of Bad Boys 3, kind of.
Bad Boys 3 wasn't good to me.
Bad Boys 3 was cool.
Bad Boys 3 was the same storyline as that terrible ass movie, just as his son.
I just want to know, like, how this nigga got a Mexican son?
Bruh, completely Mexican. Like, this nigga ain't look like Will Smith a lick. But
I know that bit. Gemini Man.
Gemini Man. Could you kill yourself, right? If you knew, like, hey, you good, you a good dude.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't.
Could I kill myself?
Yeah, let's say he a fuck nigga.
Okay.
Could you kill yourself?
All right, so let's say, damn, I'm trying to think. All right, let's go back in the day. Have you ever did something like you remember from back in the day? You like, I would have beat my ass.
Yeah.
Can you remember one off the top of your head?
That I did to someone? Or
oh, you just did. You just cringy. All
right, there's this funny ass story. I walked this chick into the woods and like, bruh, I'm young as fuck. Like, this ain't necessarily like I would have beat my ass, but I definitely look back on it and I was like, what was I on? Right? So there was this chick, we walk into the woods. It's late as fuck. It's like around Halloween time, but it's not Halloween yet. You know what I mean? So somewhere in that the week, let's just say, right? I'm thinking I'm finna get me some pussy. Or at least get my dick sucked. Like,
yeah.
I'm legit, though. You know what I mean? Like, we probably in our eighth grade year or some shit. So, we walk into the woods. And I got shorty titties out. You know what I mean? I'm feeling myself right now, right?
Nigga, a freak in the woods.
Bruh, a complete freak in the woods. And like four of my homeboys just come running from deep in the woods to try and scare us. Shorty put all her clothes on, takes off and shit. I'm pulling up my pants trying to run from these niggas, not knowing what's going on.
Oh, you ain't know it was your homies?
No, nigga. So, bruh, like, again, I look like a complete pervert in the fucking woods right now. Assed out, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga got his cheeks out in the woods.
Bruh, so...
Why did them niggas do that, though?
Dog, I'm running back. Like, once I found out it was that, like, I get halfway down the street, and I just look back, and these niggas is rolling in the middle of the road, bro. I go storming back on some cartoon shit, you know what I'm saying? Bro, I'm like, what the fuck were y'all even, nigga, how long were y'all hiding out?
Oh, them niggas nasty. They probably watching y'all.
Bruh. I'm like, dog, because, I mean, it wasn't a quick process, you know what I'm saying? By the time I'm like, dog, the shit was so embarrassing for me. But yeah, I look back on that and I'm like, bro, I wish I could go back and just at least talk to myself.
And tell yourself not to do it.
Yeah, bro, like, hey, you wildin'. There's a lot of different ways you could go about this, my nigga.
All right, so you know how, like, randomly you just let anybody, I'm assuming everybody do this, like, you just randomly just have, like, a cringy-ass moment from when you was a kid, and it just, like, come in your brain sometimes, and you like, fuck. And it don't even be nothing serious. It be something, like, you only remember.
Right, right.
But this one, I just randomly remember this every time, and that shit just be pissing me off. So I had a homie. We was living in the same apartments. And, like, I was cool with him and his mom. So, like, I used to, like, just come in the nigga house, like, whenever, pretty much. And they didn't really care. It was like, the door's always open, just come in.
Yeah.
So, one day, I'm abiding by those rules. So, I just walk in. They did not tell me. Because I was, me and him was playing football. And he didn't tell me he was having a gathering. He was like, hey, whenever you're ready to come through the crib, we're going to watch wrestling. So I just walk in this nigga crib. Why do you think he's having a whole family gathering with like 20 niggas? So I walk in the living room. Everybody eating. They just stop looking at me.
Bruh.
They're like, who the fuck is this nigga?
Right.
They just looking at me. His mom was like, His mom did the greatest shit ever. She was like, oh, you should knock before you come in. Don't ever walk in nobody else. So I just walk in, bro. I'm embarrassed, bro. Everybody's like, man, what the fuck wrong with this nigga just walking in niggas' houses?
Yeah, bro.
This is like his family. I'd have never met none of them. So
right.
So I'm walking home, bro. I'm just ashamed.
Dog, yeah, I would have been completely ashamed, bro. Like, I would have been feeling... I would have told that nigga, fuck you. I would have been mad at everybody, bruh. Especially myself, but yeah.
Yeah, a couple of days later, his mom was like, you want to come out of there? I'm like, no, I'm never coming out.
Yeah, fuck no.
I ain't fucking with y'all no more. You two-faced.
Fuck no.
She ain't say. She said, hey, Anthony, come on in. Like, she said, what are you... Don't come at people out. I was like, first of all, I'm like, dog, bro, what?
Yeah, nah, that would have had me pissed, nigga. I would have been livid. Nigga, I would have been livid, bro.
Nigga, I was embarrassed, bro. You remember me, myself, and Irene?
Yeah.
Was that me, myself, and Irene? No, there's something about Mary. Mm-hmm. When he had zipped his meat up.
Oh.
No, but right before that, you remember he had got embarrassed by the dad, and then he like ran off on sassy. I almost did that, dog. Oh, yeah, that was crazy. And me myself, and I keep saying me, myself, and Irene.
But something, yeah, about,
something
Mary.
About Mary when he zipped his meat.
Bruh, up. That shit fucked me up for years.
Beans and Frank?
Bruh, so check me out.
I did that one time.
Nigga. All right, I got a crazy story for you. I'm at a teen dance on like the off base housing and shit.
Yeah.
Our shit used to be lit, bruh, jumping like a motherfucker. So, like, bruh, it's girls everywhere. You know what I mean? Every nigga got a chick he can dance with. You know what I'm saying? Not saying every nigga out there dancing and shit like that. You know what I mean?
There's some lame niggas. Still, some of them probably still lame to this day.
Can't speak for them niggas. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like I say, everybody getting some action, right? There was this nigga named Bermuda. That's where he was from. That's what we called him. You know what I'm saying? All
right.
But,
cause, that's a gay ass name.
Bruh, the first time he told me his name, I couldn't think of it. He was like, yeah, I'm from Bermuda. So I was like, bruh, I'm going to call you Bermuda.
Nigga, that's from a lot. Bermuda easy. Triangle?
Yeah.
Nigga, you can't be from the Bermuda Triangle.
He from, like, Bermuda, nigga, wherever okay. The area is, nigga.
Okay.
He from the land, motherfucker.
Nigga, that's like being from the South Pole, nigga.
Dog, that's what I said. So we gonna call your ass Bermuda.
Nigga, that's like being from Gullah Gullah Island.
Bruh.
That's not a real place, nigga.
I don't know. I y'all believe that shit.
Listen, is the Bermuda.
Google this shit, nigga. You got a computer right in front of you.
I don't be feeling like using it, dog. Bermuda. And the nigga was from there. And he moved to Pensacola.
No, nigga. I was living here, you motherfucker.
Okay.
I did middle school this shit here. So,
oh, you can be from Bermuda.
See, this nigga ignorant.
It's a population.
Get you a globe, my
population
nigga.
10 niggas. Nigga, they was a part of the Civil War.
Who?
Bermuda. I know they got their nose wiped.
This nigga looking up Bermuda, Arkansas.
Bro, it's 63,000 people in Bermuda. But this is as of 2021, so they won't be doing their census like that. So about 20,000 of them niggas probably did. All
right. That's crazy, bro. I mean, COVID did last a while, dog.
Yeah, that been an island, so you probably.
That's crazy.
Yeah, COVID was probably spanking them niggas on the island.
That's insane.
That shit was spanking Hawaii. They was telling niggas not to come over there.
Yeah,
no
yeah, for real. But nah, they been telling niggas that for a while. You know, they feel like folks don't go over there and appreciate the culture.
Yeah, yeah, makes sense.
100%.
First of all, you be seeing women fighting on the plane.
Bro, Hawaii, there. Like, if I'm not mistaken, one of the only, like, continents or whatever it is, countries that's, I mean, I know it ain't a continent.
I was like, yeah, clean that up. clean that up, please.
I think it's one of the only countries or states of its own that's, like, of its own people. Mm. Like, damn near through and through. You know what I'm saying?
We ain't got no listeners in Hawaii, so fuck y'all.
That's crazy, bro. Okay. One of them Samoans gonna let Rikishi go hit this shit and go beat your ass.
I think that's racist, but go ahead and keep finish with the story.
I think Rikishi is
he's Samoan, but I don't know. I don't know if that does that go with Hawaiian?
I don't know.
All right. We canceled. Keep going.
I forgot where I was at.
You talking about a fuck nigga named Bermuda.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Bro was getting a dance, and Shorty, like, I guess, zipped his meat into his pants. I'm like, nigga, what the fuck was you over there doing? What was you? He was like, bro, I ain't have on no draws. I was like,
hey, yo.
You're a nasty. You was asking for that punishment.
That nigga sick. Bruh. That nigga sick, bro.
Bro, they had to call the ambulance and everything, bro. I was like, dog, she punished you. Like, I don't ever want to dance with that shit.
So she zipped. She seen his pants.
No, I think when she was shaking her ass, from what he told me.
Oh, got caught up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was like, nigga.
Nigga was getting twerked on. He just fell to his knees.
Bro, the nigga yelled like over the music. The whole party stopped.
See, I would dance like freaks in middle school.
Bro, yes. Like, yeah, nah. Them shits used to go down.
Middle
nigga.
School dancing, nah.
This everybody... chick was busting splits and shit. Like, I remember one vividly, nigga. They had the strobe lights. Like, our shit used to, like, bruh, our shit used to be like the club for teenagers.
Niggas are for niggas, nah. Niggas in middle school had the freaky. I mean, not the, you had the freaky dances at middle school. Niggas said they were catching turds. Our shit, you had a dance.
Niggas was you like, to, you know, doing the support.
Come on,
shit,
bro. Why was y'all able to do that?
Bro, we middle school, nigga. Like, oh my God.
And our shit, you had to be face to face.
Yeah, nah.
You had to do the old school dances.
Nah, now see, we not talking about the school dances. These like the youth centers and shit. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And this was before we started going to the teen clubs. Once we went to the teen clubs, nigga, whole new world.
Teen clubs?
What?
You a teen summit ass nigga.
What, bro? I was in them clubs, nigga. I was in them clubs. What?
That's the way you are. That's why you is the way you is now.
Hey, boy, I was outside, nigga. I was outside for real.
Niggas at the spot.
I was there. They used to call me the party man.
Niggas at what was that?
Niggas ain't know my name. The street niggas ain't know my name, so they call me party boy.
All right,
man. Yeah, bro. When they see me, that's what they say. And I'd be like, look, man.
Don't call me that.
My name yeah, you Joe. Gotta chill with that for real. Like, look, my name is Joe. You know what I'm saying?
So you was at Cartouche and all that. The one on the north side was called The Spot on Soot Hill.
So I went to Cartouche, I want to say once. I went to where I was at was, fuck. The Roxy, it used to be the Roxy, but I can't think of what it was at that time. They used to do the phone parties and shit. There was a spot on Beach Boulevard where that Winn-Dixie is, right across from Walmart.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, bro. That's where we got shot at. Bro, that shit was such a crazy night.
Damn.
Me and that nigga Shamir. Growing up, any story that I got that was crazy, it was me and that nigga Shamir.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, bro.
But yeah, my shit. Yeah, I actually did the shit.
You did what?
the shit to zip my shit up.
Oh yeah, nah.
I did it after seeing the movie. Because when I see the movie, I was like,
oh,
what is this?
Bro. Oh, my God. You tried it yourself?
No, nigga, I did it on accident.
Oh, I was going to say, nigga, I wonder if this works.
I own some Jinko jeans.
Oh, bro.
I did. But my shit wasn't severe as his. I was able to unzip it. But, yeah, I was hurting for like 2 weeks.
That's insane.
I ain't tell nobody.
That's insane, bro. Nigga was icing his shit quietly. Nigga, are you over there whimpering?
Thank God I was like in the fifth grade. I was in the bathroom by myself. I let out a Tom and Jerry scream.
My Johnson!
My beans and Franks!
Oh my God.
Yeah, nigga let out my crayons.
That's insane, bro. Nah, when that shit happened to him, bro, I've been extra cautious all my life.
That nigga probably still scarred. That nigga probably can't have no kids.
Bro, I don't know. I think he got several, bro. Hey, that nigga got a platoon.
Yeah, well, yeah, he was a freaky nigga. Nigga wasn't nigga was free balling.
Bro, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you, nigga? This is still a teen dance. Like, bro, put some fucking drawers on.
Nigga, sicko, man.
Like, bro.
Bermuda, you a sick ass nigga, man. All right, let's get into these listening questions. I think we answered a couple of them. All right, we did that Hear Me Out one. One of these I want to run back. All right, let's do this one for Psychosis. Try to figure out which ones we did and haven't did.
You ain't never answered my question, bro. Could you kill yourself if your other self was a fuck nigga?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if the nigga was out here doing weird shit. Like,
you gotta go.
I gotta stone you, nigga. Yeah. As long as it don't fuck with me.
Yeah, straight up. I think that if it did, like, if it wasn't like a deadly sin for me, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, one of them ones that you going to hell type shit. Like, I'd be like, God, look, man, he a fuck nigga.
Yeah, as long as it don't, like, alter my reality, let's go. Kind of like on, you watch Back to the Future, right?
Yeah.
How many did you see?
I seen all of them.
Okay, I want to say it was, like, the second or third one. It may have been the second one. You remember when he went back in town and his mom was trying to smash him?
Yes, bruh, that was crazy.
Yeah, and then, but she kind of felt like it was weird. So when she eventually did kiss him,
yeah,
she was like, hold on, this hell no. Yeah. She said something weird going on. So it's kind of like,
I was like, yo, what y'all writing over here?
Yeah, I don't know.
Let the story play out.
What's that mean with Thanos? What is he cooking?
Yeah,
what y'all niggas cooking over here with this incestual shit,
bro? That shit was crazy. I was like, hey, Ma, you gotta chill out.
I was like, hey, man,
that's your son.
You don't see the resemblance, bitch?
Dog? I'm yelling at the TV and shit. Like, don't do that.
And then when you kiss him, I'm like, ugh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, nah, what am I watching?
Yeah, she was going crazy. She was about to let that nigga beat that day. Bruh. I'm like, hey, calm down, bro.
But ain't that the same one where he was he performed at her like high school dance and shit, right?
Yeah,
that nigga went crazy, bro. I ain't gonna lie, that nigga deserved some pussy, but not from his mom.
Yeah. You
know what I'm saying? Like, they should have wrote a scene to where he got some action, but
yeah, not from
his mama.
You ever seen when they because you know it wasn't originally Michael J. Fox?
It should have been like one of his mom's friends that
yeah.
Like,
that's like still her friend to this day.
Yeah, bruh, that would be
Miss Barbara, get off of me. That's what they should have did. That would have actually been better.
Imagine this nigga turned 15. He walk in the kitchen. She in there. And she just drop her coffee.
Yeah.
And she like, oh my God.
It would have been crazy if he would have actually like smashed his mom friend. And then they go back.
And he got a jit.
I ain't going that far.
Oh, okay.
All right, you're going Tyler Perry with it.
That's crazy.
Nah, bro.
That's where you was headed, man. Tubi, that's my bad, dog. Jeez. That's my bad.
This nigga got a Zeus Network brain. No, nigga, we're going to keep it. He just smashed the mom friend.
Hey, dude. Real quick, I got to highlight a battle rap bar about Tubi that was so fire. I'm a huge fan of Easy to Block Captain. Mm. And
I've been hearing a lot about him.
That nigga fire, dog. That nigga fire.
You and Eric should do a podcast when they were talking about the battle rap nerd shit that y'all niggas like.
We've talked about doing that. I'll get him up here one day.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. That nigga don't even be responding to my text. I'll be like, nigga, what the fuck? That nigga just he randomly calls me a week and a half after I text him about some shit, and he'll answer the question without telling me that's what he's talking about. I'm like, nigga, what's wrong with you, man? But that nigga said my shooters come from Tubi. They don't know how, because they don't know how to act.
Mm.
That's a fireball.
That's pretty good.
That's a fireball. In the middle of the shit, my shooters, they come from Tubi because they don't know how to act. I was like, oh, shit.
Mm.
And it was like in the middle of a bar, so there was still a build up to it. Psh, fire.
I ain't gonna front, bro. That shit was ass.
Bro,
I'm joking. Okay. This one from Psychosis. You did well. I think it's Snowfall related. So you seen Snowfall, right? The last episode. Mm-hmm. Okay, just making sure.
Let's get it.
All right. He said, since Snowfall just ended, do you think there's been a black director that had as good as a run as John Singleton?
As good a run? No. I can't think of one off the top of my head. You know what I mean? I think
y'all niggas got to stop disrespecting Spike Lee.
Now, hold up. I was going to say, I think it would be second to Spike, but when I do think about it personally, I'm a huge Spike Lee fan. I think that Spike's movies resonate more with me than John Singleton's.
Yeah.
But I appreciate John Singleton's storytelling, his cinematography, his vision for these shows, right? Mm. You can clearly tell when John Singleton was no longer an influence on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, right when he died, that show got ass.
Bro, the show completely changed upside down. But thinking about his best movies, his best work, John Singleton, it's hard to fuck with. Like, that's really hard to fuck with.
But some of, as far as runs, yeah, you probably go Spike Lee, John Singleton, probably F. Gary Gray. Who else? Niggas sleep on Robert Townsend.
Robert Townsend has definitely dropped some great, great, great movies.
Yeah. His legendary movie, Holiday Heart.
That was a great movie. That was absolutely phenomenal.
Holiday Heart was an amazing movie.
It was phenomenal, bro.
I love that movie.
I don't know one person that thinks Holiday Heart is a bad movie.
I think it's stigma because it just was on BET all the time.
It was on BET like every other week.
And that nigga Ving Rhames was just...
Yeah. I told you the story about my uncle. He made me never want to see Pulp Fiction.
Oh, yeah, because the nigga Ving Rhames.
Yeah. Nigga was like, yeah, nah, he too big to be, you know, on camera like that. And then Holiday Heart came, and I was like,
told you.
Basically. That nigga was like, yeah, I just don't watch them movies.
Your uncle think that shit real.
I don't know what he was on. He was young at that time. So young and ignorant.
But Robert Townsend, he got Five Heartbeats. He got Hollywood Shuffle. Mm-hmm. He got some classics.
He got some really good ones. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
But yeah, as far as Ryan, I probably go Spike Lee.
I think those are the top two to me.
Yeah,
Spike Lee. Easily.
We need more niggas. What that Sun's owner said, these niggas need niggas.
Yeah.
We need some more niggas, man. But we in a good space with Ryan Coogler.
Another battle rap bar, and nigga was like, I went and got two niggas. Them two niggas went and got a few niggas.
Oh, you talking about Osoa?
Yeah,
that's my favorite battle rapper.
For real?
Yeah.
You don't know shit about battle rap. Shut up.
I love Osoa. Ask that nigga Eric. Every month. I go on YouTube and I put O Solo versus.
Nigga put O Solo only.
I only put O Solo. I put O Solo versus. And a nigga, you know O Solo, bro, he ain't really popping like that. So the nigga be battling in the back of a Dairy Queen or something like that. Or he'd be in he was on the top of a roof.
Yeah.
He was on a nigga roof. You couldn't hear shit because the wind was, they didn't have the proper microphone.
See, that's piss poor, man. That's piss poor.
But the nigga's funny.
We did find out this week that Jacksonville has a battle rap scene. This nigga told me about you weren't here for that, matter of fact. But yeah, there's a battle rap community here in Jax. We'll have to check that out. But
you'll have to check that out. I ain't watching it. No offense to the battle rap niggas. I think battle rap is corny, so I'm not watching that shit. I'll let you go.
Why do you think battle rap is corny?
I don't know. I think it's just lame. Two niggas is...
Bro, that shit is fire.
Competitive bar. You know I don't give a fuck about bars also, so it's like...
It's mainly...
I pick up the Glock. The Glock 40. It'll hit your ribs.
All right, don't
I'm strapped in. Like, bro, shut the fuck
that
up, nigga.
That shit be animation, bro. It's like, build
nigga had a gun. The 40 hit you like this.
It'll split you like this.
Nigga hate New Jersey twerk. New Jersey twerk is definitely one of the most animated battle rappers. Because that nigga the so God, damn big. Nigga be holding on his hoodie and shit. I'm strapped in.
That Glock can hit you. It'll spit you. Bow!
Shut the fuck up, bro. I don't like battle. Battle rap is corny, bro. It is corny. Fire, when I watch the O Solo battles, I fast forward through everybody. Then I go to O Solo. O Solo gonna make me laugh.
Bro, Charlie Clips could make you laugh. Them niggas be doing a lot of joking. Them two niggas, like, I fuck with Charlie Clips for that reason.
What's the other dude? I think his name like Chess. I seen a Chess one. Pause. I seen Chess and he was straight.
Chess is really good. Mm. The problem Chess had a while back was that he was choking and like the nigga threw up on stage. Yeah, bro, in the middle of his shit.
I seen.
And niggas ain't let him live that down for years, bro.
See, I don't know much about battle rap, but I seen one where Twerk was crying.
Yeah, they had that one. Twerk. He like fucked up his verse and shit. I think he had something going on during that time. I ain't get into the backstory on that.
Yeah, I think his dad and uncle got shot.
Yeah, I think it was, and he still had to do the battle basically. But that's not funny.
You
made me laugh.
I'm not. You laughed. You was the only one that laughed.
Bro. All right.
They watching it. I didn't laugh. You laughed only. Talking about that ain't funny. Nigga laughing at a nigga daddy.
I'm strapped in.
Don't try and nigga just laugh at a nigga daddy. First of all, bro, your daddy and uncle getting. I'm not doing no battle.
I'm not doing nothing. Yeah, yeah.
I'm getting some get back. I'm on the block all day.
To be real.
Nigga shot your daddy and uncle, nigga.
All right, bro. I won't know that it was both of them. Nigga.
It was both of them.
For real?
Yeah, he shot the nigga daddy and uncle.
I don't know that's true, bro.
Why would I just make that up?
Bro, I don't know that you did your wiki facts.
Somebody told me this. They were like,
I'm going to have to check that out.
Like, and the nigga had like a car accident. And then like Twerk had a car accident. You go on the IG and see that. But yeah, I think I'm pretty sure the nigga daddy and uncle got shot.
That's crazy. The same day. Nah, you definitely got to get
like a nigga seen his daddy and uncle said, pow, pow.
That's crazy, yeah.
That's crazy. Two for
one. Like you said, I'm bleeding the block. Like,
yeah, I'm on the all day.
Like, I'm walking around like Omar, nigga. For real. I'm whistling and shit. I ain't even gonna be sad, nigga. I'm gonna have a smile on my face.
Like, why this nigga Joe got a trench coat on?
Bruh, 87 degrees outside.
With a do-rag. But yeah, we answered Psychosis question. Salute to Psychosis. This one's from King. I don't know if we did this one. He said, what's a time you wanted to choke or smack someone but had to restrain yourself? Then he said, he also got another question, say a real beater question. Oh, who are your top five favorite sex workers? That's a crazy question. We'll get back to that in a second.
If that's right now, then I got,
okay.
I got a few.
So the question is, what's a time you wanted to choke or smack someone but you had to restrain yourself? Nigga, when I was working at the airport, I got like a million stories on wanting to smack. Because when you work at the airport, bro, them white people be like the most entitled people ever. Like, you be wanting to, I remember one time, so this was when I first had started working at the airport. So this is like 10 years ago. So I was working like in a parking area. So one day, like this, for whatever reason, like 20 planes had landed at one time. So everybody was trying to exit out that motherfucker. And the system went down. So we couldn't get nobody out. So we finally got the system working. So we got this one nigga in line. He needed to get out. So we had to do like a loss, whatever, on his car. So we figured out how much his parking was. And then like, we finally figured out, we were like, hey, bro, your shit is this much. This nigga gonna look at us. He's talking to him. Hey, bro, I ain't got no money. Oh, I looked at this nigga. I was like, bro, no way you just sat in this line with all these people behind you. I was like, bro, look behind you. I was like, bro, you got like 40 cars behind you. Why would you wait till we get done and say you ain't got no money? He's just looking at us like, you're like, bro, I ain't got no money.
Y'all had to let him go?
All right, so this is what happened. So this white lady, she's just irate. This was when I was a supervisor. I wasn't a manager. Yeah, I was just a supervisor.
Yeah.
So we had like, this is when, this is back in the day when niggas had cashiers. Niggas stopped having cashiers eventually. So she took, she takes a wad of money. She was like, what the fuck is taking so long? And we were like, oh, this dude, he ain't got no money. She's like, how the fuck you don't have money? She takes a big stack of money and throw it in the dude's face.
For real?
Smacks him in the face with all kind of $10 bills. Bruh. She slid, she threw that shit at that nigga like a stripper. Dog. And I looked at her, bro. I was like, I wouldn't let that shit happen to me, though. I was like, oh, boom, dog. I wouldn't let that shit happen to me, though. She, he took the money. He paid for his shit. But I was like, bro, you just let a white woman just throw a big ass stack of money in your face. And it was Chris money and it slapped him in his face.
Dog, nah, yeah. I definitely would have gladly got out of my car on that one.
I looked at that nigga. I was like,
yeah. Ma'am, don't you ever throw no motherfucking money at me.
That bitch just threw money at me.
Yeah, you might have seen her get choke slammed. Yeah, I'm sorry.
She would have got her ass beat throwing money at me. Bro. Granted, he got it because I think his bill was like only like $15 and she threw like a big stack of tens at him. She threw at least like $300 at his face.
I would have took it, dude. I would have.
I would have beat her ass and took it.
Yeah. Yeah. You wasn't getting it back.
Yeah. You don't throw money in people's face.
Yeah. Nah. Fuck no.
I was like, I was thinking, good thing she threw it at you and not me.
Anytime I think about that shit happening, it makes me think about ATL when that nigga Bit Boy said, so disrespectful. nigga threw some goddamn
money. That's kind of what it was, but he ain't had a swag like Big Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was Bitch Boy.
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy.
I was like, bro, you came up, but you got
shit. Somebody. That might be a time he wanted to choke himself.
Yeah, he probably like he was just talking about going back in time. He was like, I wish I could go back in time and I'd be such a bitch.
Yeah, straight up.
Don't let a white woman throw money at me. You wish you could choke slam somebody. I know you got a lot.
Oh, yeah. You know I got a ton.
Yeah, angry Joe.
Here we go. I was working at a car dealership and this cracker called me the irate black man.
Damn.
Like, he did that in the middle of a meeting. And
he ain't a lot, but keep going. What, nigga?
Fuck you, bro. he was like, come on now. Don't be an irate black man.
And that's low-key racist also.
Bro, that shit was racist as fuck. So, bro, I looked and, like, everybody could see that I was finna choke this nigga. But we all, like, across a desk. And it's, like, three people between us. Them niggas tried to stop me and shit. The manager, he jumped up. That nigga like, no, Joe, don't do it. Don't do it. I'm like, hey, you better stop this cracker boy. I do.
Damn.
Bruh, that shit did. I wanted to put that nigga in a trunk. Like, no bullshit. That nigga was finna be in a motherfucking Mitsubishi on fucking Hodges somewhere.
That's crazy. All right. Now, this isn't. All right, let's go ahead and answer King's second question. He said, real beater question. Who's your top five sex workers? I don't know if niggas can answer that. Niggas don't be just knowing sex workers.
Hey, man. Sarah
did we just say Lace. Did we just say porn stars or sex workers?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. So,
okay.
Sarah Lace.
Okay.
I don't know if I got a five, but I got Sarah Lace, Willow Ryder, Eliza Ibarra, and this just right now. Man, this one chick, Scarlet Scandal, she nice.
But she's black women, right?
Yeah. Well, Eliza ain't. But what she do? Mm. Hey, bro. She go up there. Scarlet Scandal, she be fucking too many white men. So that shit don't
that's dead.
Yeah, that shit don't do it for me. So I don't know. Like, I think that those would be my top three. You know what I'm saying?
That was four, I think. Well, you taking one off?
Yeah, I'm taking Scarlet off because...
It's just new. I think she knew. I'm fucking with her heavy. Her name Kat Von Don. Fire. She got a big ass butterfly on her ass. I'm about to pull up right now.
I might have seen one of her ads, like one of her videos.
She got like a big ass butterfly on her ass. I'm about to pull up right now. Kat Von Don. Shit, I'm going with Miss B Nasty. Not even like on some porn shit. She just like, I fuck with her like her business model, the way she handled her business.
Oh,
like,
fuck. Princess Emily and Mina Marie.
Okay.
Them two there.
Nigga, I can Kat Von D. No, Kat Von Don. Yeah, I keep getting Kat Von. You know Kat Von D, the tattoo lady.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let me see if I can find her.
Put porn, nigga. Don't be scared.
Nigga, this
don't
the,
want it in this search.
This
history.
The bit. This my business computer, so I don't really want porn on this computer. But
hey, bro.
Fuck it, I just clear the cookies.
Hey, bro, let them know you a Earth dot nigga.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't find that bit.
I was gonna say, bro, I thought she was black.
She black. Yeah, I don't really want the smut on this computer, but fuck it. Let's look at the baddie hub. The hub. Okay, I got named three more. Damn.
Hold up, you got Kat Von Don and who else?
Be Nasty.
Oh yeah, Be Nasty. But you said not even on no porn shit. What about her?
Her business structure. This her Kat Von Don. She fire.
Nigga, that's a huge butterfly.
Yeah, she got like a whole ass is just covered, dog. Look at this shit. Look how big this shit is.
Bro, that booty wide on both sides, nigga.
She elite. And she don't be fucking the Yakubs.
I'm going to have to check out.
I
like to keep my ear to the streets, you know what I'm saying?
I'm always going to be a Monet Divine fan. I've always loved Monet Divine.
I fuck with her, but she ain't up there for me.
Jayla Fox.
Jayla Fox, legend.
That's about it. I don't know. I only got four. I don't really be tapping into the shit like that.
Hey, bro.
Niggas keep their favorites and just keep them there.
I feel that. I feel that. See, I keep an eye out for fresh talent.
Yeah. Always one chick, her name Whopper Me. You ever heard of her?
No.
You never heard of Whopper Me?
No.
That's her name, bro. That bitch is Whopper Me.
No.
I think that's how I say. Let me look her up real quick. You ain't never seen her before? Whopper Me?
No.
All right, yeah. She fire.
I'll have to check out. You know what I'm saying? She getting added to the bank.
Yeah. Nigga said the bank. That's crazy. The get money bank. Thank you for that freaky ass question, King.
Yeah, sir.
This one's from Donovan. He said, if you could pick one random producer and one artist to make a project together, who y'all picking? And he also said, what's a movie that you wish they made a sequel of? All right, so first question, rapper and producer.
That's a tough one. What producer would I want to hear a full project of their beats, though?
It's a ton of them, though. For me, anytime nigga do a whole beat tape with Alchemist.
Yeah, always a good one.
Yeah.
Metro Boomin, he does great beats.
I want an actual Metro and Future, just them two.
That would be really good.
I think they've been like hinting it. Need a Metro and Future. A lot of the dream ones niggas ain't got, but I definitely want a Lil Uzi and Pierre Bourne.
That would be nice.
I want that.
I could see that going crazy.
I need that. I need I slander the brother all the time, but one of the things I don't like is his beats, but we need a J. Cole Alchemist tape.
Oh, I definitely think that would go crazy.
We either need a J. Cole Alchemist or a J. Cole Madlib.
I think both of those would be insane.
I think a J. Cole Madlib tape would be like insane.
It would be God tier for sure.
Yes.
For sure.
Kendrick Madlib.
That would be incredible.
Yeah.
When it comes to lyrics, honestly, like putting bars together,
yeah,
I really don't think it's many niggas that's fucking with J. Cole right now.
Yeah. It's just J. Cole, his beats is, I don't really like a lot of his beats.
I can respect that.
So if he just tapping, he don't got to worry about the beats. J. Cole Alchemist, J. Cole Madlib tape, crazy.
See, one reason I'm such a J. Cole fan is because every doubt that niggas have had about him, he's overcame in ways that is just incredible, honestly. It's amazing to see, like, how he changed the opinions of so many people. You know what I'm saying? Early on, a lot of niggas were saying he didn't have choruses and shit like that. Like, his hooks sucked. And now I feel like they're some of the biggest hooks that we get, really. Like, Crooked Smile ran for years, nigga. Crooked Smile had like a 3-year run on radio and everywhere.
You don't really fuck with bro like that?
I heard them niggas play that in the club once.
Yeah, it was time to go home.
I left immediately. Yeah,
I was about to say it was time. They were scared. They were petrifying the hoes.
I was in North Carolina too, though, so it was kind of understandable why they would play a J. Cole record, but yeah. That one was...
All right, so I was talking about this the other week. I think I was talking about it in Discord and Twitter. I was like, niggas slept on the Usher and Zaytoven album.
That would have been something.
Well, it came out, but I'm about to say.
Oh, well, I ain't hit.
It came out like 2 or 3 years ago. Yeah. It's really good. It's fire. That's what I was saying, niggas slept on it. So I was saying, I was about to say we need like more Zaytoven R&B shit.
I could stand by that. I think that
so we need a Zaytoven Jacquees.
I'm not getting behind that.
All right, man. I don't care. What R&B nigga need a Zaytoven album? It gotta be a nigga that gone like hip hoppy. Not none of that shit you be listening to. We don't hear
Shut the fuck up, we don't wanna hear
Zaytoven and Smino.
Shut the fuck nigga, like I think Tamino was talented for sure.
Yeah, we don't want to hear that shit.
I think I don't know that they could do a tape together. I do think a Zaytoven and Sir record could be interesting.
Okay, I follow that.
I think that could be interesting.
Now you're talking.
Outside of Sir, I'm trying to think who would really like do a Zaytoven beat justice, because it's not just about like their delivery as far as the singing. It's gonna be the swag and how they say whatever, what they're saying. I think Sir is probably the closest one as far as how the lyrics go, like how he writes his lyrics, to where it would be shit niggas would really ride to.
Give us a Playboi Carti and Metro Boomin album.
I'm not listening to that nigga gonna ruin all of them beef.
You a hater. Bruh. You a hater, bro. You got somebody else, nigga?
Nah, I don't know. That's a tough one.
I was about to say somebody with DJ Premier, but that's scaring the hoes.
Yeah, you ain't getting no hoes to ride with you bumping
up. I wish we would have got the proper Nas and Kanye that niggas was wanting, but we ended up getting some shit.
Yeah, Kanye, if they would have did that shit, like...
07.
Yeah.
08.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. We would have got a classic.
Yeah, around when We Major came out, mm-hmm. if we would have got it in, then yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not the I Skip My Meds Kanye. Alright, I think he had a second part to the question.
Yeah.
He said, what's a movie that you wish was made, that they made a sequel of? So my favorite movie of all time is Forrest Gump. They were supposed to make a sequel of Forrest Gump.
How could they?
So the story, well, they made a book, because you know Forrest Gump is based on a book.
Yeah.
They made a sequel book, which was basically about him and his son. Him and his son just did wild shit.
Yeah.
Kind of like how he did wild shit in the first movie. It's just pretty much that.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And it kind of explained what actually happened in Jenny. We all know she had the AIDS.
Yeah.
She was fucking.
fucking.
Yeah.
I do think that it would be cool to have seen that. That would have been a great. Because I was thinking the same thing. Like Forrest Gump would have been a great movie, but I couldn't see the vision. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I had no knowledge of a second one in the works. But
yeah, I think they didn't. I think like Tom Hanks wanted like too much bread or something like that, and they were like, nah.
New Jack City would actually be a great one to have had a
only if they do like a prequel to it.
Why you think a prequel?
Well, at the end that nigga got killed.
Yeah, but the city itself could reform with the dope.
They got a new villain, nigga. They got a new dope villain that just came from the ashes. Why It'd be not? Like one of the kids that was in the Carter.
Why not? But yeah, I definitely think like especially with Ice-T having built up this police career in acting over all this time. That would have been a cool movie to have a sequel. Because like I said, you could have a new villain. It's a new transformation of the shit. These niggas moved to Operation Underground or some shit.
Yeah, I thought what. What's some other ones?
See, I think when I initially read this question, like, as I think on it, all of the movies I want to say have a sequel.
Yeah. Or it's just like,
maybe I wish the sequel was better kind of thing. Or, you know, like, I think the Incredibles sequel was decent. I think it could have been 10 times better.
Damn, now I'm just thinking about some movies. It's like, they either got a sequel or, like, a nigga died or something like that. Or, like, it's like, if it does have a sequel, like, what would it be about? Like, for example, Jason's lyric at the end, they hopped on a big-ass bus and they moved to Houston. Like, what would a sequel about that be? Like?
Yeah, I don't want to watch that sequel, bro.
But I think the Forrest Gump sequel.
That would be good.
That would have been good if it would have been based off I ain't never read the book. I need to read the book one day. I don't read books. I'm ignorant.
Or illiterate.
I can't read, bro. Hey, niggas would be horny for a Set It Off sequel. You see that fake poster like every day. It just be
it would be great, but too late now, too far. Nigga,
it would just be a random poster. It'd be having Jada Pinkett, Tiana Taylor. And I'll be like, all right,
bro. I'm not watching that. Jada ain't learned no fucking lessons.
Exactly. Like, she's ready. She came back for 10K again?
Yeah, seriously.
I seen one that bit had Lola Brooke on it.
I'm not even going to entertain
bro, it. Bro, it had Lola Brooke on it, bro. It had Coi Leray on it. I'm like, nobody want to see this nigga. All
right, man.
It had that what's that big bit, Scarlet? All
right.
Don't come to New York.
I hope they don't recreate that now that you say that. Somebody's going to hear this and say,
Well, they got to Set It Off play.
Queen Latifah don't get her respect as far as an actress goes. Queen Latifah, fire. Amazing. If you ain't seen it,
yeah, she's good. Yeah, she's
go
good.
Home and watch Bessie.
That's the one she had the titties up?
Bruh, them bitches were hanging.
They were chilling.
They were chilling, bruh.
But yeah, she got some classic movies.
They just in the scene, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They just there. You don't look at them.
Yeah, her best movie was Just Right.
That's the one.
Yeah, it took a lot of skill, acting skill for me to believe that this nigga Common play for the Nets.
Bruh, that's what you're going with? That's her best movie?
Yeah, nigga.
No, her best movie was Bringing Down the House, if we're going there.
Okay. No, Queen Latifah's best movie was Just Right.
No, it was not.
Yeah, bro, that nigga Common was doing 360 dunks.
Bruh, who gives a fuck? That nigga Common acting was terrible.
Come on, bro, you hating no Common. He was firing
What?
That one movie.
What?
Common got some movies. What's that movie with?
He was in some movies. Common ain't fire in no movie.
What's that movie?
That nigga is literally the same
stone. I think he had like Angelina Jolie. Like, they were shooting guns or something.
Smoking aces.
No.
Oh, you're talking about Wanted. Yeah.
Yeah, with Common. He got some movies. Let me look at Common movies, bro.
He was in some great movies. That nigga acts and looks exactly the same in every fucking movie he's in.
Let's see what this nigga
Smoking was Aces would probably be his best work.
I'm Common, y'all. Nigga was in Selma, nigga.
I didn't watch that, so I don't know.
Who the fuck was Common in Now You See Me? Have you seen Now You See Me? That's a really fire movie.
Yeah.
The now Magician you
see, Yep, yep. Yeah, that shit was amazing with bro from the Facebook movie, right?
Yeah.
And they got a second one that was really good too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yeah. The second one was okay.
Oh.
Oh yeah, Common was an American Gangster. I forgot.
Yeah.
T.I. was in it too.
Man, both terrible in it.
T.I. got killed.
T.I.'s character was absolutely terrible.
Well, T.I.'s character was just supposed to play like a dumbass kid that wanted to be like his uncle.
Yeah, this nigga looked 37 in the movie.
Yeah, that nigga brains was all over the wall too.
Bro. Yeah, I'll go out there and pitch a catch with you. You sure you're going to be able to keep up?
Pause.
Pause, bro.
Next question from
you Eve. Made that.
The next question for Eve, but I think, I mean, from Eve, but I think I'm going to save this one for Devin whenever he come back. Say say two nice things about Keith Sweat.
That's a Devin question.
Yeah. Okay, we already did that. Let's run this back, man. This Jesuit question. Who's one celebrity ass you know you could beat? And we're just going to stop it there. We ain't going to finish the rest of it. So what's a celebrity ass you could beat?
Bow Wow. I said it.
All right, so Bow Wow. I'm going to add Wee Man. I'm beating the fuck out of Wee Man.
That's cruel, bro.
I don't give a fuck, nigga. I'm slapping the fuck out of that little ass nigga.
I hope he beat your ass.
Has Bull on big booting his ass.
Bro, you are fucking... You that's what you wanted to run it back for?
Beetlejuice.
This nigga wanted to make a revised edit.
Beetlejuice from the Howard Stern Show.
Bro, this is crazy. This nigga said he going on a little man.
I'm roundhouse kicking this nigga.
Dog. That's where your bar is at?
Emmanuel Lewis.
Oh my God. I'm spitting on that nigga.
Headbutting him, dog. I'm doing great Kali chops on that hoe ass nigga.
Is that where your bar is set, bro?
I don't give a fuck, nigga. He asked me what celebs.
This is insane. This nigga thought a week about this shit.
No, I just wanted to run it back real quick.
Ran down every fucking... what's bro name? Shit, you already said it. I was trying to think of his real name, but Wee Man.
Wee Man, beating his ass. Niggas don't know Wee Man real name.
Yeah, nobody knows that. I was going to call him bro from... Austin Powers.
I'm beating Cuba Gooding Jr.'s ass, but not Cuba Gooding Jr. I'm beating Cuba Gooding Jr. if he's radio.
Only if he's radio, because Cuba Gooding Jr. would beat your ass.
Cuba Gooding Jr. as radio, I'm beating his ass.
I think Cuba Gooding Jr. has smoked crack before.
What that nigga said?
Somebody better
suck that baby's dick. Why did he say that, nigga?
Dog. I still have no clue.
Somebody sucked that baby dick.
I was like,
That's your OG, but I'm only beating his ass if he's radio.
Hey, bro, Cuba Gooding got some classics. Mm. Am I wrong? Radio, of course, radio's a classic.
Radio's not a classic. Radio's a comedy, nigga.
Radio's a classic movie, nigga. Everyone that saw it. I don't think any one person would tell you it's a bad movie.
Bro, radio is not a classic.
Bro, radio is a classic by force.
First of all, if it was a classic, you would have won an Oscar, because usually when niggas act, Robert Downey Jr., he said, don't go full retard. First of all, it was
that
a
is
scene.
Real.
First of all, it was a scene. This nigga ain't used no acting skills, bro. So then it was a scene where they was in a police station, and that nigga had a whopper, and they go like, meh, 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 with the whopper. All right, bro, that nigga don't act his skill,
they
dog.
Told that nigga get drunk and just go on set.
Nigga put the whopper to his ear and said, meh, meh. That's not acting, dog. That's just acting stupid, bro.
He did what he had to do, bro. He was believable.
That scene where they put that nigga in the shed, and he ran out his trip.
Yeah.
Radio's a comedy, dog. I may be going to hell, but I be laughing at radio, dog.
You shouldn't be laughing at it. It's based on a true story, bro.
I seen the nigga who was based off.
Yeah.
He should beat their ass. They low-key tried that nigga. Like, the nigga that the movie was based off, like, he was autistic, but, like, he wasn't radio. Yeah, like, he probably watching that movie like, hey, these bitches.
It's me.
He like, bro. He got paid good, so he didn't give a fuck. Right. They like, how he tried that nigga, though. Like he was on the spectrum, but come on, bro. Like, he wasn't radio, nigga.
Yeah. I don't think he was on the spectrum, bro. I think, like, the spectrum was clear.
This nigga said that was a good movie, nigga.
Hey, bro. I said that. I mean, obviously it was, bro. It make you laugh.
So we was dying laughing. Shout out to Eve. Shout out to Banks. I was on Wiretap Podcast this week. And we were talking about Monsters Ball. You see Monsters Ball, right?
Yeah.
You remember that part where she put that nigga on that scale?
Mm-hmm.
And she beat beat that nigga ass.
Bruh, she beat
that nigga. She hit that nigga with a clothesline. She said, That nigga just hit the ground. She's like, 189. Bro, that shit wasn't supposed to be funny, but it was like, Monster Ball was a terrible movie.
Monster Ball was a terrible movie. That I was just about to say, I still don't know what the premise of it.
It had no premise.
No.
It was Diddy. The nigga got executed. The kid got hit by a car. No. And she gave the white man some meat.
Yeah, that's what ruined it for me.
And he actually killed Diddy. He was like executioner. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what is this? Mm-hmm. And then like she gave him some coochie. Then like the movie was over.
Yeah, I never understood it.
Like he didn't even fuck with her. Like
he ain't fuck with her at all.
He was like, thank you for the coochie. I'll see you later. And she won an Oscar.
She gave it up to a white man. The only movie Diddy was good in though. Or that was good with Diddy in it, even was Carlito's Way.
Yeah, I was about to say Carlito's Way.
That movie's fire.
I think he was like, wasn't he like in some random movie with like Vince Vaughn?
I'm a huge Vince Vaughn fan, bro.
Diddy wasn't in that many movies, to be honest.
Nah, he wasn't. He's not a good actor. They need to ban rappers from movies, bro.
Yeah, that was like around the time when Diddy was just bored. He was doing shit like that. Nigga did a marathon. Nigga wore a tee talking with some no bitch assness.
Yeah.
Which I had a no bitch assness shirt.
I mean, the era was fire. I ain't gonna hold you that like, he was in his bag. He couldn't do no wrong. Yeah. He was that dude.
Nigga had a vote or die tee. Nigga had a mohawk.
The vote or die tee, he should go to hell for.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest.
Nigga talking
that whole campaign.
Yeah, nigga, I couldn't vote then, but niggas talking about vote for John Kerry. Like, we good, yeah. Big dog.
Yeah. I think niggas should have voted for John Kerry, but.
Oh.
I'm just saying, we got Bush, nigga.
Go Bush. I'm joking, by the way, but nigga, I was a kid, nigga. I didn't give a fuck, nigga, who the president was, nigga.
Yeah, I was tapped in, bro. I was tapped in.
Yeah, I don't care, nigga. I just know when George Bush was in office, niggas was getting slimed up.
That's when I started learning about air pollution and shit. And nigga John Kerry was like, hey man, look, y'all niggas better start giving a fuck about the ozone. That's all I'm gonna say.
That was Gore.
I think Kerry was on the same shit, bro.
Oh, but I know Al Gore, like that was his shit.
I do remember that. But
that nigga Al Gore's still alive. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Why these old politicians be living forever?
Bruh, they got the bread too. They getting our tax dollars.
What, they vampires, nigga?
I believe it, nigga. They probably drink blood.
You motherfuckers be rich as hell. They be like, bro, what do you do, bro? What they say? Speaking engagements. Yeah. Like, bro, I ain't see your ass speak nowhere.
And anything. Them niggas talking them rooms.
Yeah, this nigga Obama worth like 80 million, 800 million.
Straight up.
Like, bro, what you be doing? Speaking in gay? Like, bro, you don't be, where you speak at, nigga?
That nigga speak at Boys and Girls Clubs.
That nigga speak at
fucking Biden fucked up once. I want to say it was last year, early in the year. And, that nigga Obama basically had to do a speech on behalf of that nigga, like, to help him out.
Oh, because he couldn't read?
No, because he was, like, legit looking like, what the fuck did we just vote for? Nah, I mean, he's still looking like that, but.
I ain't got no student loans, but them people with them student loans, they don't buy an ass because he's supposed to give his little proposal for reelection.
Man, that nigga ain't getting reelected.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, that nigga not giving y'all money.
I'm going to be honest, it's probably about to go back Democratic. I don't know who Republican rather, but I don't know who the Democratic candidates are right now.
No, it'll probably just be Biden again.
I'm telling you, I don't foresee him getting voted in again.
Nah, it can't be. That nigga Trump barring DeSantis up.
He definitely is. He's on a tear right now, but I don't think nothing can stop DeSantis' wave. And I do think when the ball starts rolling, I think we're gonna see DeSantis marketing in a way that is telling. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, he started off. He guinea pigging us. He like, see,
look at the reform I did.
Y'all want guns?
This nigga on his way out, and he like, hey, watch what I do.
Hey, like, hey man, I kept them businesses open in Florida. I'm pro business, man. It was like motherfuckers dying, but I kept the businesses open.
Here's the shit that he's gonna get the nation on. This nigga got concealed carry with no permit, no nothing in Florida.
Yeah.
Got rid of critical thinking in Florida.
Yep.
Banned the abortion shit.
Yep.
He got another one.
I think you can't get an abortion after like.
I think it's like 3 weeks or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's something.
It's like 3 or 6 weeks, something like that.
Yeah. he got another one, man. But yeah, he on a tear.
Oh yeah, he about to get them.
He about to hit them American values.
Hey, I don't know what to tell y'all. I don't know what to tell y'all niggas, but hey man, y'all better. I don't know. Y'all better vote.
I don't think it's gonna be Biden again.
I ain't gonna be no help because if Biden back on that ballot, bro, I ain't voting. I'm voting local shit only.
Yeah, straight up.
Right, bro, I ain't vote. I'm sorry, bro. I can't vote for Biden, bro. Y'all, I'll let y'all get that. Shit, I might have to vote for Biden if DeSantis on there. I might have to just bite the bullet, nigga.
See, the one thing that I can say though is, if DeSantis goes in, DeSantis gonna bring money.
Yeah,
like I think DeSantis would have the economy booming again.
Yeah, we wouldn't have DeSantis if Brain get caught in them rooms.
True indeed.
He was in a room with them boys.
That nigga was doing some things.
Yeah.
What Sam said in the Discord, he was in a Range Rover every other week, a different Range Rover.
That nigga was in a Range Rover daily. If he wasn't in that Range Rover, we wouldn't have had DeSantis because DeSantis barely beat him.
Bruh.
I think DeSantis beat that nigga by like 10 votes. It was something
there. It was very close. But I will say that even when he beat him, they were basically telling that nigga, like, enjoy run your time.
Yeah, they were like, yeah, run it. They were like, once he run again, it's over for
it's
you.
It's a wrap, yeah. Yeah.
Then that shit happened randomly in that hotel. It was over.
That shit went down.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of Sam, he said, biggest financial regret or something you wish you know, you know how Sam type. Something you wish you, I guess he knew when he was younger. I had a white boy telling me about Bitcoin in 2010, 2011. And boy, did I miss out on that shit. Less than $5. Yeah, definitely Bitcoin.
I think that's going to be everyone's biggest regret, honestly.
Yeah, Bitcoin.
I don't think it was financial regrets, but like the only regrets I have is when we were doing music. You know what I'm saying? Like just different opportunities that legit were passed my way and I was very passive about them. You know what I mean? I often think about like when Steve invited me to come and live in Atlanta. Mm. And I'm like, man, shit, I ain't got no job in Atlanta. I ain't finna be living off another nigga dime. You know what I mean? But nigga was like, yo, doors open type shit. And my dumb ass was being prideful. You know what I'm saying?
What a dumb honest flag. Go back in time and fix that.
Straight up.
Go back into the old joint, kill that nigga for me.
Yeah, that's where I gotta choke myself. Like, nigga, look at where you at. That nigga 2 Chainz offered me a feature for $200.
All right, let's end this, bro. You about to make me cry. Joe said enough. Mine is just like living with a certain somebody, and that shit fucked me up. I'm gonna leave it at that. I probably might talk about that on Patreon one day. this one's from Josh. He said
therapy coming soon.
Yeah, therapy session 2.0. What's one celebrity you want on a pod? Oh yeah, we did answer that.
Megan Good.
Nigga said Megan Good. Yeah, my dream interview is Martin Lawrence.
Yeah, I think
that I want to interview Dwayne The Rock Johnson also.
That would be a great one.
And Chris Tucker. And Will Smith. Ask him about the rooms. I'm just playing. All right. I think that's all the questions. Send in questions, hit us up. mail@raopodcast.com. That's mail@raopodcast.com. Oh, no. Got one more question. This one's for you, I think. Got one more. He said, I know Joe wanted the nigga who stole his shoes, legs blown off, But other than that, what's the most spiteful thing you wanted to happen to somebody or why?
I'm petty as fuck.
Man, I remember one time, I forgot exactly what happened, but it was this dude, he said, he was driving by me, I was outside, and I don't know what he said, he ain't saying that racist to me, but he said something crazy to me. I cursed him out, but the whole, when he drove off, I was like, I hope this nigga car blow up, bro.
That's strong.
Yeah,
that's
I was crazy. Like, I hope a deer run in front of the nigga car and he crashed because he said something crazy to me.
Yeah.
And I cursed him out, but I still felt like he got the one up on me. So I was like, I was just wishing all kind of spiteful stuff on him. I wish this nigga died on the way home.
I think a bro played me on a, just on some shit that had me feeling like I look stupid, you know what I mean? And essentially, don't nobody know about the shit. So, you know, when I hear shit like that, I'm always like, well, why you look stupid? You know what I'm saying? Why you feel stupid? How you look stupid?
Yeah.
If don't nobody know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I felt played. So
especially when a nigga get the one up on you. Sometimes if somebody get the one up on me, I be like, man, I don't give a fuck. But it'd be certain times where they be like, I want this motherfucker dead.
Bruh.
It don't happen often, but like,
yeah.
Most of the time, I'm like real nonchalant. If you think you got the one up on me, I'll be like, I don't give a fuck.
Bro. Right.
It is what it is. I don't care.
So in this instance, it ain't hit me until late.
Yeah.
And I was like it ain't worked to her favor, you know what I'm saying? But I was like, oh, nah, just that she would even try me like this, man. Look, I hope, you know what I'm saying? I hope something crazy happened to her, but I didn't want no death or no shit like that. Just something that I could see.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I wanted to be able to visibly, but I ain't never see it again, no way, so.
Yeah.
That's how I live my life.
Like, bitch, I want to hang you off the balcony.
Oh, bro.
Like, Red, my business hours is 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
What are my business hours? Say it with me now.
Boy, that nigga Red tore that nigga up. Bro, I don't know why he thought
that's
he
one of the
Red.
Greatest scenes in movie history. That's such a classic scene.
It was funny because that nigga Red was a killer because he literally killed, bro. But this was before he was like a killer. He gave that nigga all the chances because dude just came stormed in his room. Red was like,
he was very professional.
He was like, my business hours. Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Bro, like, fuck that Red. Like, they know 20 niggas gripped that nigga up.
Bruh.
And that nigga with a balcony.
And that nigga played it cool.
Bro, Robert Townsend, if you watching it, you should have had that nigga Red drop that nigga off the balcony. Cause Brain never ever come back in the movie ever again.
Nah.
They should have dropped, bro.
That would have been clean. But yeah. They would have known it was Red then. They would have known what Red care. Was up to.
Drop that nigga off the balcony.
They needed Red to be an antagonist, bro.
Red was the 50s, bro. You could have got away from killing another nigga.
I mean,
like,
yeah.
Like one less nigga.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they should have, Red should have just dropped, bro, off the balcony.
But nah,
and,
you
and we just see
wrong.
Him splat.
That's crazy.
That would have been fire. That nigga Red would have been King Von.
that's insane. You ain't have to.
King Von didn't do it, yo.
Now that's just ignorant. I ain't going
to. The white man trying to frame him. King Von didn't do the murders.
I ain't saying he did, but my damn sure ain't coming out my mouth.
What's your favorite King Von song?
Oh, I thought you was about to say King Von murder, bro. I was going to say, let's cut this shit off.
Nigga, what the fuck? Why would I say that? That's insane.
That's, bruh. I don't know if I have a favorite King Von song.
Me neither. Let's go ahead and do the real niggas that we dating to have. I ain't listening to that King Von. Yeah. Anyway, send those in. Hit us up, mail@ariopodcast.com. mail@ariopodcast.com, where you can submit them on a Discord or our Twitter, which is Ario Podcast. My shit. Oh, Russell Westbrook from last week, man. Nigga was talking shit. Nigga Russell Westbrook found that nigga in the things like in a press box. Bitched him in front of his son.
Watch him out. Take it like a man.
I hate fans like that. I hate people like that, period.
Oh, he was on Westbrook nuts?
Nah, it's like, yo, like, you antagonizing this man and knowing that if he do anything, he get fined thousands, you know what I'm saying, of dollars or whatever, right?
Here's the thing, though. That security couldn't stop Westbrook. Westbrook could have really beat Brad's.
That's why he didn't, though. He didn't want to lose his money, jeopardize his freedom. You know what I mean?
It's like also that, it's also in the playoffs, too.
Yeah, yeah. So this is huge. This could be huge for him, right? Yeah. But this dude doing all of that, knowing good and damn well, that's a multi-million-dollar athlete. You get what I'm saying? Like, the resources is different. That nigga will beat your ass on some Goku shit.
Definitely, for sure.
People be tripping, man.
Like, that nigga pause, but that nigga Westbrook got a 9-pack.
All right, yeah. I don't know if I want to continue.
And they got a chiseled stomach, bro.
Have we ever cut it off in the middle of real niggas in a week?
All right, what's your... Because Banks got a submission.
I'm going with Don Lemon, man. Don Lemon recently got fired and...
Rick Ross said he got a job at Wingstop for that boy.
It's kinda, actually a crazy insult.
Kind of disrespectful, but...
It's a crazy insult, but... Hey, you the boss, so... That nigga, you know, just kept it real, you know what I mean? Like, wasn't allowing that man to falsify history and get away with it on national television, you know what I mean? And I'm glad that he stopped him in his tracks. Crazy. He stopped his producers and everything.
Crazy, he lost his job for that, but, like, he gonna easily get another job.
Oh, he'll bounce back easily.
Start a podcast.
He'll bounce back easily.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, at the end of the day, he's still a journalist.
Or go to Wingstop.
All right. Nigga going to be doing thigh reviews.
But he got a severance, so he about to be chilling for a minute. He probably ain't even going to find another job till next year.
I can believe that. I can definitely
believe that. Who you think he's going
to go to? That I don't know.
Like, he can't go to Fox.
Can't. That too right wing.
Yeah. Shit. He might have to do some daytime shit like... Maybe NBC.
I could see NBC working for him.
Some Dateline shit.
I could see NBC working because it's still very credible. I do think that, you know, he could be a part of a revitalization kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tyrone Copple. West Side Connection is in the building. West Side.
Yay, yay. That nigga was doing like the bank head bounce real quick, and then he'd be like, now back to the weather.
Shout out Tyrone Copple, bro.
That was a great character. That nigga, when they was on the airplane and they was about to crash, they thought they was about to crash.
Yeah.
That nigga had poured some Visine in his eyes, and he told them that Jamie was about to die. He was like, yeah, that's it. Go ahead, cry. Who Banks got?
This nigga Banks got, I'm scared to play this video.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know it's crazy if it's coming from Banks, man.
It said this pastor is for his message. Oh, this ain't nothing wild, Banks.
Hey, bring the camera, son. Bring the camera. All the young girls who want to make life with pussy, your pussy will perish with you in hell. May your pussy perish with you. May your smooth pussy, creamier pussy, and tight pussy perish with you.
Nigga, I would have left out that church.
Bruh, immediately.
His other real nigga of the week is the writers for making Franklin Saint an alcoholic at the end. So it was revealed today, this nigga, Damson Ildris.
Yeah.
He said he didn't take a bath for a week before he did that scene.
Nigga was doing too much method.
I'm like, bro,
I'm gonna be honest, he wasn't even good in that last, like that whole drunk shit. Like, yeah. He wasn't a good drunk.
That nigga, I'm like, bro, all this nigga got is he got Michael Jordan eyes And they put some chocolate on his teeth.
Yeah, bro. That,
I was like, then he got doo-doo on his teeth. Yeah, that wasn't it.
Nigga, that wasn't his best acting.
Nigga, he should have hit up Damon Wayans.
I'm going to be honest, though. I think that we're about to see a lot less of him here in the States.
He can't do a good American accent.
He can, but he can only do that.
He can only do the Cali accent.
Yeah, I was just about to say, he can only do that Cali accent.
Because when he was in Swarm, it was that same accent.
Yep. And not just that, I think his facial expressions are very, like, I think he, like, is kind of stuck in that Franklin Saint mindset.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't break away from that mold of how he carries himself. Even the way he was looking at old girl in Swarm when he was beating down Chloe.
Yeah. Chloe Bailey.
Yeah. Yeah, I almost said
Chloe. Oh. So when he was in there, when the nigga was a Swarm, that nigga pretty much just played. He was just pretty much playing Vince Staples.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't watch it, but
yeah, it was like, nigga, whatever.
I just think that his acting range is starting to become limited. Like, we're seeing that it's limited.
Yeah.
I think that he's gonna kind of fit into that Idris Elba kind of mold, to where he's doing more like
Chip Chip Cheerio.
Yeah.
Yeah, go back to your country.
And I'm not even to say it like, because I think Idris Elba is a great actor, but I think that
Idris got range, though.
He got a ton of fucking range. Like, legit. He does not, like, he literally embodies the characters he's taking on.
But he just went, I think Idris, well, Idris said it, he went back to UK because UK was easier for him.
I can believe that. Yeah. The where he lives, where he wants to live, shit like that, I think it's more comfortable, you know what I'm saying? But I think he's going to be in more like suit and tie roles, detective, scammer, you know what I mean?
Fuck that nigga. I'm just playing. all right, they need their ass beats. Oh, this nigga, he got a, I think they call it a knee BL.
Oh, yeah, I've been seeing them.
It's when niggas get the surgery where they grow 3 inches.
Mm-hmm.
So this one nigga, he was 5'2". He got the knee BL. And he's 5'5 now. I'm like, well, nigga, you still short, nigga.
That's fucked, like.
And then he got another one. He 5'8 now. And I'm like, all right, nigga.
Like, yeah, I don't understand that. What?
Oh, yeah. Nigga spent $30K. Would you get a knee BL for free?
No. I personally would never do that shit.
I would never do that shit like that. You gotta learn to walk.
Like, dog, this chick told me I was short one time. I was like, look, man, I can't change what God, you know, what God did.
I'm gonna be honest. I've never been, like, pointed out that I was short. I am, but I've never been like, nobody like, hey, nigga, you short as fuck.
Right, we was drunken, you know, niggas, you know, whatever. We was chilling and shit, and I don't even know why the fuck Shawty said that shit.
Yeah.
But I was like, look.
You seen that video where that nigga was in the club with the chick? Nigga was like 5'4", and nigga had him like a 6, oh, not my 6. She might have been 6 foot. She might have been 6 foot, bro. Yeah, she was all on that nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, bro. If you got that.
You got to have that dog in you.
If you got that dog in you, really don't matter.
None of that shit matters.
Like, this nigga spent $170,000 to grow 5 inches, my nigga.
Bro, none of that shit matters, dog. Like I say, it don't matter your stature. It don't matter your finance. It don't matter what your car look like. None of that shit.
Bro, that nigga could have spent this money. That nigga could have bought him a nice little crib. Nice little car.
Could have bought him a few prostitutes.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Like, let's be honest. You doing that for pussy, go buy some, nigga.
Exactly, nigga. I'd rather that nigga be a passport bro than this.
Bruh, 100%.
You're like, yeah, I'd rather you go ahead and be a passport bro.
I would definitely advocate for you to be a passport bro before you do that shit.
Yeah.
at the end of the day, like, yo, it's somebody for everybody. At, you know, being real, you got to be open and, like, know how to mold, when to bend and fold, shit like that. But compromise.
Yeah.
But, yeah, nah, I ain't going through all kinds of surgeries and shit to appease a bit.
Yeah, nigga. Game is game. I got this nigga NLE Chopper, bro. The gorilla pimping. Keep in mind, this girl is almost 30. This nigga like 20.
Yeah.
2 days before they're going to inject the baby in me, you make me go get this fucking tattoo. Or you said that you was going to fucking call the doctor and cancel it. Remember that?
They inject the baby in her.
Remember that?
Yeah.
What you mean?
You lying.
Artificial insemination. You're a
liar. Why was she going through that?
You're a fucking liar.
Speed up the process.
And the deal was, you asked me to have this baby.
Yeah, he was fucking. I guess he just wanted to speed it up.
And let you do you. And I agreed.
That's kind of like on some coke shit almost.
But you never said I would have to do this shit by myself. If that was the case, I would have never done this shit.
Men are the prize. Guy in the car crying and shit. Men are the, you can't ever say
this
men are
the prize. That's like the second chick, ain't it? Or is that the same chick?
Nah, it's the second chick.
Yeah,
well, now, she made a video crying before, but he got another girl pregnant. I guess this is the second one. This is the same girl that you remember, the girl that was crying the last time?
Yeah,
it's her.
Okay.
She crying again.
Yeah, that's crazy. Because she was boo-hooing about that nigga the first time, boy.
Yeah, like, bro, she 29 years old, nigga 20, nigga. First of all, she need her ass beat for even dating that nigga.
Shawty ain't had no nothing going for herself.
What she got dating the ass beat?
I don't know if I have a dating ass. All right,
this one from Fade Corner. So this nigga, his homie was talking to the ops, and he pulled out his phone and decided to do this. I'm not sure if I could play it on the video or not.
I'm Luchito from the 9, and who are you?
Oh, I seen this, yeah.
Phone chain.
I was just them two in the room, I'm assuming.
Where the fuck my damn Pokemon, bro?
This nigga green as fuck for that jersey and having the tag on it.
This nigga's a bad boy's jersey.
Because.
And he doing a Diddy type move.
I wasn't telling the truth.
Nigga stuttering like this is daddy. Nigga, what's going on? Who is this nigga? Because why is he so shook?
What are the ops, I
guess. He was fucking with the ops, right?
Yeah.
That's baby Blueface.
So now I'm gonna play in that leather. Close spread. Belt to ass. Come on.
He talking to him like he's his father for real.
Sure tattoo too,
nigga, stop to do a promo.
Brand new tat. Yeah, bitch. You gonna stop fucking with Dobbs? Yeah. You gonna stop fucking with Dobbs? Huh?
Yeah.
You gonna stop fucking with Dobbs?
I would have quit this gang immediately.
You gonna stop fucking with Dobbs, right?
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nigga said that like
that's
he was
why gonna. You shouldn't fuck with the ops. You understood? For everybody that's watching him, you know not to what?
Fuck with the ops.
You know not to what?
Fuck with the ops.
Well, what? I'm playing that leather, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
This nigga just wanted to spank that nigga.
Bruh, I would have quit that game.
Nigga's a freaky nigga, bro. Dog. I would have.
He would have got to get his ass beat, no question about it. Especially with the fact it's just them two in the room. I would have been like, I would have walked out of his house talking about, I was fucking with the ops. And yeah. I just beat up this nigga. Who on next?
Yeah, nigga. Usually when, like, it do be like some intimidation type shit, it be other people in the room. So, like, you like, okay, if you do something, you getting your ass beat. Like, you ever seen a video where the dude was like, get him, Roy?
Yeah,
and that dude was just, Roy was just coming out of nowhere punching the nigga.
Bro, that nigga jumped on him at one point.
Yeah, he jumped on the nigga ribs.
Yeah.
Like, that's how you supposed to do it. Like, on,
hey, two. Roy, come hit this nigga for me, man. I'm tired.
Yeah, he was hitting the nigga. He's like, I'm tired of hitting this nigga. Get this nigga, Roy. Or the video when, not even a video on In Too Deep, the nigga LL Cool J God.
Yeah.
When he put that pool stick up, bro. All
right.
Yeah. Let's go end it there.
Oh, my God.
He said, eight ball corner pocket. Anyway, right, man, it's been another episode of Random Acts of Podcast. Your boy, Ampavelli. Make sure y'all tap in everything. YouTube.com/Random Acts of Podcast. Twitter.com/REO Podcast. Instagram.com/REO Podcast.
This nigga a free bull.
Four. Oh, that's golf.
Yeah, that's golf.
All right, we need an Into Deep sequel. Oh, that nigga had went to prison. Well, he could come back. Or he could escape from prison.
That would be better. That would make it better. More enticing.
And then the first scene, it'd be the nigga LL Cool J. That nigga, he dig a hole in the ground. He come up out the hole and he go.
All right, bro. This episode is over.